You are listening to...
This is KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM on your FM dial. Thank you very much to Deidre for another episode of Around the Town Sounds. Coming up next is the Mascot Wedding Show. Hey, what are we listening to?
Oh, that's right, David. My name is Mac Blake. And the Mascot Wedding Show, it's going to be on from 6 to 7, and we'll be taking it nice and easy with the hottest jazz you're going to find anywhere on the radio.
Yeah, hotter than a Carolina summer.
Oh man, this jazz we're going to bring to you is going to be so hot. It's going to be some scalding hot jazz. It's going to be like Mount Vesuvius exploding, and you're in Pompeii thinking about how the gods are angry, but out comes this hot, lavacious jazz. But you're choking on the smoke, and you're probably already dead by the time your body's consumed by all that hot, hot jazz.
Yeah, you said it. Gonna be hotter than that first bite of pizza when you take it out of the oven.
It's gonna be like a bus on a hot summer's day, and it's packed, and the air conditioning's out, and the doors won't open, and you stay there forever, and just feel that hot, hot jazz.
Yeah, feel your brain bake in the hot, hot car.
It's gonna be scaldingly hot.
My goodness.
Crazy, insane, hot jazz. That jazz is gonna be so, so hot that you go out with your friends, and your friends are gonna stare at your hot, hot jazz girlfriend, and they're gonna sneak looks at her boobs, and you pretend it doesn't bother you, but it does bother you. Because that jazz is so hot.
Yeah, so hot. Hot like that one girl in that soap commercial. You know what I'm talking about.
And then just when you think you can't take any more of that hot, hot jazz music.
Yeah.
We're going to hit you with some smooth jazz.
Oh, smooth jazz.
That jazz is going to be so smooth, right, David?
Yeah, like caramel on a Sunday. Or any day, for that matter.
It's going to be like sliding down a dinosaur's tail on a day after work. Right into your car window. It's so smooth.
Yeah.
So smooth, that jazz.
Smoother than Ken Griffey's swing.
Yeah, like slow motion footage of frozen yogurt being poured into a cup. That's how smooth jazz is gonna be.
Yeah, like putting on bed sheets.
Did you ever see Mission Impossible 2, David?
I sure did.
Do you remember at the beginning when Tom Cruise is scaling a mountain and he's falling off and it looks like he's gonna die, but at the end he grabs a finger hold and he's like hanging off the mountain?
Oh, I remember that.
Well, if that mountain was made out of this smooth jazz, he'd die because there'd be no finger holds on the side of that mountain. It'd be so smooth because of that smooth jazz.
Adios, Tommy C.
You're dead now.
Kerplunk.
You can't hear that Limp Bizkit version of the Mission Impossible theme because smooth jazz killed Tom Cruise. No more movie.
Oh, that's right. Get thee to the cutout bin, Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack.
So are you ready, David?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right, so stay tuned. Buckle in. Because we got an hour of the smoothest jazz planned for you. Black Keys.
Folks, man the battle stations. The time is 6:10 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This stall for time is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667-472-KOOP. OP. Anything said on the show is just the opinion of the person that said it. We got a phone call right off the bat.
Yes. Let's see what we got.
Which I can't hear with my headphones. You'll have to take it.
Okay. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say how much I'm enjoying this awesome jazz.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's the best, isn't it?
Yeah. So what is it? What label are these guys on? Is this like Verve or Blue Note or
oh. I want to say either Epitaph or SST or maybe Sub Pop. I don't know. I forget.
Oh.
But
okay.
Yeah, it's one of those. Just go look them up. Find their label. And
I believe the Black Keys were on the classic hot jazz album Nonesuch Records. I believe.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your name, caller?
Oh, this is Eric.
Eric, thanks for calling in, Eric.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Eric loving that hot, hot jazz music.
Yeah. What did we really hear? I'll tell you what we just heard. We heard Band of Skulls with Light of the Morning from their album, Baby Darling Dollface Honey.
And before that, we heard the Black Keys off of their new album, Brothers. That was turned up. Dang it. I got to look it up. Hold on.
She turned me out.
I think it's Tighten Up. Let's see here.
Well, that was by Archie Bell and the Drells. And as we know, there's
Tighten Up. Yes. Tighten up.
Well, that's
hot album. Hot album.
That's against the law. You can't have more than one song with the same name. How are you, Mac?
I'm pretty good. My headphones are kind of cutting in and out. If you want a little backdoor backstage experience, you're just going to have to tell me.
Some inside baseball. Do we not have other headphones? Or?
I don't know what it is. Technical difficulties. Okay. But if somebody calls in or if music creeps in, you're going to have to tell me or something. Because I'm just going to go. I'm going to go because I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Going to go no headphones.
On sans cans?
Sans cans.
What?
Hey, real quick, right off the bat, I have a guitar question.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone out there plays guitar can call in, if you know how to play guitar, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, I have a question for you. Someone who plays guitar, please do call in. How are you, David?
I'm pretty good. I'm good. That's all I got. Went to the movies today. That was fun.
Yes, I went with you to the movies.
What? Hold on. Was that you?
Yeah. I saw the other guys.
Yeah, fun movie.
Hotly anticipated. I feel like breaking down comedies is always kind of, even if never helps them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that I thought it was funny.
I laughed throughout, had a big old dumb smile on my face. I want to tell you this real quick story,
now
though.
Yeah, you know, expectations are killed.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that big dumb smile on your face.
Now I'm looking forward to it too much.
But you just saw it.
Yeah. Well, I'm speaking for the everyman, right, which I do every week.
But let me tell you this story. I was holding a seat for you because you showed up late, as you do, fashionably so.
What?
Yeah, you do.
I showed up on time.
I know you did. I'm busting your bees, man. Come on. So, you know, ideal prime real estate, you know, sort of middle, like center of everything. Middle row, middle part of the row. Primo real estate.
Yeah.
Half full at this point. You know, it was still early. I'm still hanging out with my buddy Hunter, and we're waiting for the movie to start. And there are a couple seats next to me, and this gal comes up, and she says, hey, are those seats taken? I'm like, this one is, but the rest are all yours. She's like, actually, could you move over two more? Because I got two more people, and it would really help me out. So I'm like, you know, just immediately my reaction is, okay, sure. So I move over. But as soon as I do that, I look at the rest of the theater. Theater's half full. Like, the first four rows literally are still wide open. But she just felt that she wanted this prime real estate, the real estate I had staked my claim for, and she took advantage of my decency switch. She flipped it, and then I had to move. And so now, like, I was fuming the entire time until the movie started. I was like, why did I do that? Why did I give in? She was a pretty lady, full disclosure. And that wasn't going to get me anywhere. I know. I'm not stupid, but I kind of am. And so, like, until you showed up, I was mad at the empty seat that I was still holding on to. That's a fun story, right?
That was a fun story, but I appreciate you saving me a seat.
Yeah.
But I know that sometimes saving seats, you know, I'm never going to make a ruling on saving seats,
mm-hmm,
because we've all been there when, like, people are saving seats.
Right.
And it's like, hey, no saving seats. Come on.
Yeah.
If that person cared enough, they should have been here on time, where saving seats becomes like, no, mm-hmm, so frustrating. But there have been times when I've been saving seats, had to fight people off.
Yeah.
So you know what? It's one of those things where it's like, I'm not never gonna make a. I don't want to hear a ruling. I don't want to hear a law.
Yeah, here's the problem. I was saving a seat for you, and then next to that was a seat that the other group was saving for somebody else. So it was two empty seats. So we had to fight that thing off like the Vikings were coming. It was like, hey, these two open? No, I'm sorry. And they're like, well, what's wrong? And, you know, I'm like, I'm saving one. And they're like, well, why don't you just move? I'm like, what? I got here. So I was like upset. I was upset for this happy, fun movie.
By the way, I like how no one is calling in. You're telling me there's someone listening you're telling me there's not someone listening who knows how to play guitar? This is Austin. Like, everyone here thinks they're in a band.
Well, I feel like now they don't want to call.
It's a fun question for you. You'll enjoy it and get to show off that you know how to play guitar, something I can't do.
472-5667.
It's like a real quick question.
Yeah.
Take 2 minutes of your time. Public service. Help me out the way I'm helping you out by, how am I helping them out? I guess I'm not.
Providing a service and what? You know, it's funny. I was actually going to solicit a phone call today, but I decided not to when I found out that you were going to.
Oh, why?
I wanted to hear from a Whataburger employee.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Because the other day they had that promotion where it was like, wear orange, get a free Whataburger. Not that I'm promoting Whataburger.
I didn't participate in it. Not that I don't like Whataburger.
You know who did, though?
Who?
The entire city of Austin. Because I rode past one of the Whataburgers and it was choked to the gills with people all wearing orange. Even like I rode the bus and I rode it past. There were people getting on the bus wearing orange who were transients, let's say.
You know what? I drove past a Whataburger. And there's a lot of people that, let's say, definitely did not attend UT wearing UT orange or whatever. But yeah, they wanted that free Whataburger. All right, let's see what this is.
KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, you got a question about guitar?
So what's your name, caller?
Philip.
Philip, and you know how to play guitar?
I do know how to play the guitar.
Okay, and you know how to, you know, about like chords and stuff like that?
Yeah, I know a bit about chords, yeah.
Okay, I don't know anything. That's why I'm asking. Your mocking laughter is appropriate.
Great.
Let me ask you this. When someone's playing air guitar next to you, and it's clear that they don't know how to play guitar, does that bother you that they're not getting like the chords right or they're like holding their air guitar wrong?
I feel like enthusiasm is the main factor in the air guitar situation.
So that doesn't bother you?
But I mean, if they're moving completely out of rhythm from the song that's playing, That can get video training.
But if their arm movements are sort of going along with the song, even though their hands are doing nothing.
Yeah,
I think air guitar is a pretty intuitive instrument.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Philip.
Well, thank you for your insight.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
That was a really fun question.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, someone else is on the other line. Yeah. If they want to call back in, if anybody else plays guitar wants to weigh in on that, go for it.
Yeah.
But I was in the car the other day and I was listening to that Black Keys song.
Uh-huh.
And I started steering the car with my knees,
mm-hmm,
so I could play air guitar with both hands.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wow, 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 wow. I was like, oh man, these licks are too hot.
Crucial grooves.
These grooves are just too crucial. And like, I had to play air guitar. But I don't know how to play air guitar. I don't even know how to play like Guitar Hero.
I know where.
Like, mime that with my fingers.
I know where you strum. And I know where the high sounds come from, and I know where the low sounds come from.
I'm just basically just like, just moving my fingers to nothing. And I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know what makes me feel the need to do this.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I have some inherent guitar skills that are being called up when I hear these, you know, perfect licks, just taking a knife and carving them out one after the other, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, there's nothing inside me that, like, you know, it's like, oh, I heard those sweet licks, and I just, you know, my natural guitar playing instinct kicked in. That's not the case.
Yeah. Air guitar is a dangerous thing once you become self-aware, because you're having fun when you're doing it. But, like, if I'm listening to Hot for Teacher, and it's like, when it gets to that, then I realize how awful I am, and it's like, I'm just messing with my fingers.
So are you... When it goes to that, you were like sort of like as if you're hitting those notes.
Trying stuff. Yeah, exactly. Like struggling, like doing like the tongue out kind of. Yeah.
This is a hard note for me to hit on this invisible ghost instrument.
Thank God I went to that Phantom School for invisible guitars.
And you know what? I'm gonna hope that Philip, by the way, thank you for calling in.
Yes, thanks.
That his opinion counts for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to believe that people who play guitar are that friendly.
Well,
that is such a large group that includes so many jerks.
Well, now I want to go point counterpoint. I want to hear from somebody who hates that your technical prowess isn't up to par.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, because it would be the world's greatest monster.
But really. Right now, Philip, you've given me hope that there's hope for humanity.
Yeah. Advantage Philip.
Yep. You've done it, son. You're a hero.
Good stuff.
I was on Facebook.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Today, messing around.
Yes,
I was creating that Facebook group finally.
Right? Do you want to mention it?
Yeah, why not? It's called "Don't Stop Skipping My Jukebox Selections, Lester Pearl Bartenders."
Yes,
because every time I go to Lester Pearl, I put in a song. I put in a bunch of songs at jukeboxes. They got a really good jukebox,
mm-hmm,
and I always get a song skipped on it, and it's them doing it.
Yes, you can see them hit the console.
So finally, using the power of social media, I've created a Facebook group to help combat that. KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling about the air guitar question.
What's your name, caller?
Hey, my name's Adrian.
Adrian. So, Adrian, tell me.
And I play guitar, so.
Okay.
I think if somebody's at a party and they started winging air guitar, having fun at for some song or something,
mm-hmm.
that's okay. That's cool.
Okay.
But I think it's some group of dudes form an air band and get on stage and think they're cool being an air band. I think that's kind of goofy.
Hold on. You have presented something that is beyond the pale. What? Have you ever seen an air band?
Oh, I've seen an air band.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
And
have.
Adrian's right. It's super goofy.
They're the worst.
No, it is terrible.
Right, right.
The air guitar competitions, I thought it was going to be something like where, you know, it's going to see how accurate you can get.
Right.
You know, playing like, you know, the chords and notes with your hands. But no, it's just jumping around, just sort of dancing.
It's pageantry.
Yeah.
It's like a poser rock or something.
Yeah,
like,
yes. Exactly. But if you see me in the car and I'm playing a sweet song, right, Adrian? And I'm like playing air guitar with my two hands, you know.
That's cool.
That's cool. All right. All right.
Yeah.
I like you, Adrian.
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
Follow-up question for Adrian. Is it cool if he's steering with his knees?
Don't answer that, Adrian. You don't have to answer that.
Only if you're going like 5 miles an hour.
Okay, let's say he was going.
I'm not
going
to reveal how fast I was going. I know a lot of law enforcement listens to the show.
It was a factor of five. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Sina. Bye.
All right, bye. You want to take that last one?
KOP, oh. Around the air.
Hey, I'm a guitar player.
Oh, you are? What's your name, caller?
Chad Williams.
Oh, how's it going, Chad?
Good. What's up?
So, Chad, how do you feel about... did you hear the previous discussion?
What's up? You called us.
Fair enough, fair enough. You know why are you calling in, Chad?
A friend of mine from Austin called and said no guitar players were calling in, so I'm calling.
Okay. So the question is, if you see someone playing air guitar, right?
Right.
But they clearly don't know how to play guitar. They're just moving their hands.
Right.
Does that bother
right.
you as a guitar player?
Does it bother me? It depends on the person and kind of their attitude. If they're kind of a jerk anyway, then it would bother me, but it wouldn't bother me just because they're playing.
Well, that's true of everything.
Yeah, exactly. We could be talking about grocery shopping.
No, we're just talking about...
The specific act of doing that doesn't really bother me.
So if it's a friend of yours, one of your stone cold buddies, if he's like playing some sweet licks on his air guitar, you're cool with that, right?
You know, I probably would look the other way maybe or, you know, try not to, you know... I don't know. It wouldn't really bother me, no.
I have a follow-up question. Does it also depend on the song?
Well, of course it does. If someone's playing like the Wiggles, and they're like, oh, the Wiggles. And then I don't know a Wiggles song. I'm just going to do that Hot Keys one, or Black Keys one.
Yeah. Again.
Hot Keys, is that a band name?
No, I don't think it would depend on the song. I can't think of one that would really be annoying.
Okay.
Oh, I can think of one.
What if it was like classical gas or something, that one guitar part is like, bling, bing, 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 bing.
Look. You're clearly a good mouth guitarist, David.
I have to admit, I'm really not very easily annoyed at all with anything.
You're a good guy, Chad.
Good man.
Keep it chillax. Thanks for calling
maybe
in.
Maybe not the best person to chat.
Hey.
Oh, wait. Here, I have somebody that wants to talk, though.
All right.
Okay.
Another guitar player.
I'll hold.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He does get annoyed a lot if you don't do the dishes, all right? I have to do the dishes.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Man, this line's for emergencies only.
There we go.
Yeah, good.
That
a sampling of
that
everybody.
That was taking a turn for the weird. At the end. I didn't want to hear the that belt coming off.
Exactly. I didn't want to hear the bike chain unfurl.
What's that bike chain for? I don't know. I don't want to know. But thanks for calling in, Chad.
And thanks for calling in, everybody.
Real chillax, dude.
What a fun segment.
You want to take a break? Play some more music?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but let me finish that thought first. I was on Facebook.
Sure.
And so Facebook suggests that I become a fan of Fred Thompson for president 2012. And I was like, wow, Facebook, as much time as I spend on you, we clearly don't know each other.
Yeah.
And so, but you know what? I was like, I'm game. So I click on it. Not like it, but I click on it to go to the page. Guess how many fans Fred Thompson 2012 had?
How many?
Take a guess.
I'm going to say 12,000.
349. And you know what? For once, I was like, you did good, Facebook.
That's about
right. I feel
like
this is an accurate polling based on the Facebook population of how many people think this is a good idea. Not a lot.
Yeah, the two-part question is, who's that and will he live that long?
So I think he'll live that long.
People are spending their Facebook dollar accordingly.
If we needed an awful president instead of an awesome one, we need to do some of those campaign promises.
Yeah.
Let's play some music.
Well, yeah, you've been listening to Politic Talk.
Politic Talk?
Yeah. Oh, I like that. What time is it? Politic Talk. All right. Ariel Pink, Hotter Graffiti, from there before today.
You mean Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti?
What did I just say?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't put me on the spot, old man. Bright Lit Blue Skies, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Dude, are we on the air again?
Yes, we're back on the air. We're back on the air for the Mascot Wedding Show. How did my microphone get all the way up here? My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti with their song that I just forgot, Bright Lit Blue Skies, off their Before Today album. Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, one of the bands playing at this year's Fun 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 Fest. Should be exciting.
Yep. We were just talking. If you know, the people are like, man, you think the show on the air is pretty good? You should hear the show off the air.
Mm-hmm.
The show off the air usually is during commercial breaks. David and I sit quietly and don't talk. But this time we were talking about how they decided about to get that third F.
Yeah.
In Fun 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 Fest.
Yeah. Like, did people get fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, man, because then it's four Fs.
But the rule of threes. This is too many Fs.
Hopefully that conversation didn't last long. Somebody was like, we'll call it Fun 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 Fest. And someone was like, what about it? He's like, shut up! And then that was it. Moving on.
Really, Glenn? Are you going to do this? Get out.
David.
Yeah.
Can't stop time, can you?
Oh, my God, I've tried.
No. Yeah. Can't go back in time, can you?
No.
And that means that this year, at the coming up next month or so, I'm going to be turning the big 3-0.
Yikes.
That's right. Goodbye, 20s.
Eh.
Going to be 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I shun birthday parties.
Right.
I don't want that attention. I always feel weird.
Yeah, exactly. You're not 9.
Yeah. I feel kind of weird. But even Patton Oswalt tells me that I should have do something this year.
Right.
And so I was thinking about maybe taking a trip.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
But then I was like, that trip coordination is kind of a pain in the a.
Yeah.
Then I was thinking about renting a party bus.
Sure.
To drive around, get loaded. But then I was like, yeah, you know what? Turning 30, not turning 21.
Exactly. Why would we do something we don't do or we wouldn't want to do normally?
I stole a bus last night when I was drunk.
Yeah.
I don't need one to drive me around. That's weak style.
Yeah, already did that bingo card.
Thank you for not saying bucket list.
No. My movie, the bingo card's coming out.
So actually, this dude, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a friend of the show.
Okay.
Best of Austin.
Oh, right, him.
Winning local author, Owen Edgerton.
Yes.
He was like, hey, you got to do something. And I was like, what do I got to do, Owen? And he was like, I know this guy turned 30, and he did 30 things.
Mm-hmm.
Picked 30 things to do on his 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
He didn't really sound too excited about it.
Well, I mean, any advice someone gives me, I'm already like, here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No.
Especially his.
No, jeez. Birthday advice.
Right.
Oh, but yeah. No, I guess terrible advice. He told me to vote for McCain right there.
Yeah.
If anyone knows Owen Edgerton, they know he's a hardcore Republican.
Oh, geez. It's off-putting.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. He cried like a baby when Prop 8 got declared unconstitutional. These are lies, by the way. One of these days, we'll find the happy medium of telling lies about our friends to where we don't have to admit that we're lies because we went too far. But here's the thing. I am terrible coming up with 30 things to do on my 30th birthday. And so that's why I'm opening the phone lines to you, the callers. Give me a suggestion. What's something I should do? I need 30 things.
Yeah.
And keep them clean.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Let's just get it out of the way now. The physical act of love. There. Don't bother.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Look, we can all agree.
Wait, that's not what... Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, no, it won't. So if you're calling to be like, kiss a girl, crossed off.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But here's what I got on the list so far.
Hold on. 472-5667.
Oh, yeah. 472-5667. Give me something fun to do on my birthday.
Yeah.
I know this is a very self-serving
we're opening it up to
topic.
The community. What would you, the listener, have liked to have done if you had a list of things to do for your birthday? That's a sentence.
Yeah. But in my defense, David, you suggested I open this up to the callers.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I would like to hear other because I am tapped out. If I had to think of something, first of all, I'm at a handicap because my birthday's on Christmas, so my 30 for 30 list would be four things.
Yeah, you're a stranger in our world.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like Kyle XY, right?
Yeah, I had my belly button removed just to prove that point.
Because you're little Davy Jesus. You're born on Christmas.
That's right. I would sleep.
I would go eat Chinese food, and I would go to a movie, and 27 other things.
You're like the man from Christmas. That's where we can always start. I got a piece of paper here and a pen. I'll write them down if you call and suggest them.
If they're good.
472-5667.
Don't be like, hey, I run this candy shop. Why don't you come to the candy shop?
Will you give me free candy? It's on the list. Well, here's what I got so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the list in front of me. I think I only wrote down like five things.
Okay.
One is, I think it was go swimming.
Okay, fun.
That's kind of a fun thing to do.
Would you like to divulge when your birthday is so people have a sense of the season?
Next month.
Okay.
It's in September. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I want to drink something older than me.
That's awesome. I really like that.
I want to drink something older than me. I want to eat at my favorite restaurant.
Okay. So we shall be dining at the King of Burgers.
That's right. Favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Drink something older.
Yeah.
Go swimming. That's a lot of fun. And I'm tapped out. That's all I got.
Yeah. Three things out of 30.
That's right.
So
yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. 4725667. Help this guy out. This schlub.
Come on. Help me out, folks. It's my birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Do me a solid. Look, and trust me, I'm already mortified to be talking about this. I don't like to be showy about birthdays.
Yeah, but this is an important one. I had full disclosure, I had my 30th birthday recently.
What?
I did.
You've been telling me you're 26 for years.
For how long, Mac? 4 years?
What? Oh.
Do the math. Yeah, and I wish I had done something bigger for my birthday. Because, yeah, I mean, you get the tens, you know. You get the zero at the end once every 10 years. But again, my birthday's on Christmas, and all of my friends are out of town. So it's like, well, I take that back. I actually had a really fun Christmas because I went down to my brother's bar, as I always do, and then I hung out with him. I always stayed up till the wee hours of the morning, and then he made me a steak, which, I don't know if you know this, Mac, I love steak.
Eat a steak. That would be a good one.
Yeah, it'd be a great one.
Yeah. I just had one I was going to throw out there. Oh, if you're going to be like, hey, go to Bennigan's and eat a Monte Cristo, I can't. Bennigan's is gone.
Yeah, exactly. somebody had one, which is almost impossible, but it would be fun if you could pull it off. Convince an event like for you to sing the national anthem.
Wow. Wow, that'd be good. Except I can't sing so well.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to have people think that I'm making fun of the national anthem because I like America.
Well, if this is Austin, there's only going to be one or two things that have a national anthem that day of your birthday.
Round Rock Express game? Is that what you're thinking?
They might. Their season's over.
Their season's probably over, yeah.
And Toros won't start up. In fact, you know what? Maybe focus on the high schools.
Just singing in high school? Yeah.
That would actually...
I'll tell you what. If that... maybe I'll get a mayoral decree on my birthday.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because the Dionysium got it. And if that thing can get it... Just joking. I know Buzz Moran.
Just funning you.
Yeah. He's not listening.
Well, the phones are dead.
The phones are dead. Let's abort this topic. Nobody likes it.
No, it's a
this topic's a snooze, David. Nobody wants to help me out.
It's a topic blanket. We'll wrap ourselves around it, but we'll keep going.
No, the people are going to forget. They don't want to help me out.
Nah.
You turned 30 once, didn't you, audience? I feel like our audience is significantly older than us. That's why I say that.
Yeah. That said, I feel like they look down on us.
We're like the monk of radio shows.
The only...
Our audience skews older.
Only really old people or weird kids.
We're like psych. My parents like psych. they keep calling me up and be like, oh, that's psych. You know who you remind me of? Is what my parents will be like, psych? And they'll be like, no, psych. Like that guy from psych.
I can't get a read on my parents anymore as far as their TV habits because it used to be... Whenever I would talk on the phone with my mom, she'd be like, oh, my God, did you see 2.5 Men? I'm like, of course not. Why would I do that? I don't hate my television, comma, myself. But now, like, I'll go home to visit them, and they're watching, like, those grisly crime shows where it's like, and then.
Is that the show where the murders are grisly, or are they about from a grizzly bear attacking people?
And there it is.
Okay.
Prepare for touchdown. Yeah, so, like, it'll just be the most gruesome stuff. Oh, buddy, baby, boy. Well, I'll tell you what. While we're waiting for people to call, because they will.
They won't.
All right.
They've abandoned me.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. Oh, here's someone.
Oh, here we go.
Could you do that?
I can do that. Boing,
bang. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, Mac, it's Long.
Hey, Long. Hey. Friend of the show, Long.
Yes. I am thinking of some suggestions, and part of them are selfish of me because it's things I want to do with you on your 30th birthday.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, help me move, or something like that.
No, we already did that.
I know, that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Go-karting?
Go-karting. All right, I'll write it down. I'm not saying any of these are going to make the finals, but I appreciate it. I'll write it down.
Let's see. You like Frisbee? I know that.
You do?
I like Ultimate Frisbee. Ah, why did I admit that? You tricked me, Long. I don't like this anymore.
Bring him in, boys.
I've never played Frolf, though. I'm not that high.
Really?
Yeah. I don't use drugs, so I don't really play Frolf.
I was thinking of other middle-class activities like paintball. Or
middle-class?
Oh, you're looking your nose down a go-kart, huh? Oh, paintball would be fun.
Yeah.
Light a cigar with a $1 bill? Is that middle-class enough for you?
Paintball. Actually, that's not a bad idea. Light cigar with money.
That's actually, I like that.
Cottage cheese dinner.
Oh, that's.
What is your favorite restaurant, by the way?
Oh, I don't want to give an endorsement. But I could say that you and I have eaten there before.
I have some clues.
And it's home of a pizza the size of your car. No,
that's not my favorite. No, but it is pizza. It's clearly, clearly pizza. I don't want to say it on the air. I don't want to give them an endorsement.
Sure.
Because it's, you know, we're community radio here.
Yeah. But, yeah. Do you play Frolf, Long? Do I know? Did we lose Long?
Long?
We lost Long.
Lost Long.
No!
But thanks for calling in, Long. I wrote those things down. Oh, we got another caller here. You got to do that because I can't. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, I have a birthday idea for...
Who is this?
Who is this? Chase.
Chase. What's going on, Chase?
Not a lot. Just hanging out.
Cool. What's your suggestion?
What's your birthday idea?
Bowling.
Bowling.
Bowling's cool.
Classic. It's classic.
Yeah.
Do you like bowling?
The acceptance of getting a little bit older.
How's that again?
So as I bowl and the pins go down, I go, those are my lost years. That's what I should be saying?
Yeah, well, the acceptance of getting a little bit older, you do like things that aren't strenuous but are slightly exercise-oriented.
Okay, so maybe even Wii bowling if you want. We can do that.
There you come on, do the real thing at least.
I know.
Don't be that. You're not 40.
That's true.
Hey, I'm 40.
40 is good.
40. I heard 40 is the new 39, David.
Yeah, I wish you had.
I hope so, because I'm over 40.
Oh, well, you sound youthful. You have a real joie de vivre about you.
It's the immaturity, yeah.
Fair enough. Whatever gets you through the door.
Well, then do us all a favor, Chase.
Happy
birthday. Grow
up. Have a good time.
Oh, thank you, Chase.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you, Chase. I
missed the joke on me.
No, it's okay. It wasn't very funny. But thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I do like
Happy
bowling.
Birthday.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you. Bye. KOOP, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I got a couple topics for you to do on your birthday.
Who is this?
This is Skyler.
Skyler. Is that your real name, Skyler?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. What are your birthday suggestions?
A bottle of scotch and a nice stogie.
Bottle of scotch.
Yes.
And a cigar.
A stogie. Is that some sort of like...
A slang term for cigar.
Is that like a sandwich?
No, that's a hoagie.
Yeah, it's a smoked hoagie, right?
Yeah, I thought it would be like smoked turkey hoagie, a stogie. I know what a stogie is.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a recommendation on a type of stogie? Or if I walk into a cigar shop and I go, give me your best, and then I go, can't afford that.
Not off the top of my head. I gave a suggestion. I didn't fully think it through, though.
That's fine. Oh, that's
yeah,
fine,
hey,
that's
no,
fine.
It's fine.
I appreciate
cool.
it. It's cool. Calm down, Skyler. Don't get so angry.
Oh, I'm not getting angry. when I'm angry.
I didn't like the way you raised your voice.
All right, Skyler, we got to let you go before this takes a turn for the worse.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks, Skyler.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, Skullfront here.
Skullfront.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
How's it going? Can I call you SF?
Sure, that goes just fine with me.
All right. I like the intensity, Skullfront.
Yeah.
You know it, mister.
Oh, so what do you got for us, SF?
Jump 30 school buses with your motorcycle.
How many?
30.
30.
Didn't you do that already, though?
I jumped 27 for my 27th birthday.
I've done it.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah.
What, you got any tips?
Don't look.
And
at what point do I stop looking? Because I don't want to just like drive off to the left.
Right when you get on the motorcycle.
Well, all right. I'll have to do some test jumps though.
Okay. While you're giving out tips, would you recommend stacking them side by side or lengthwise?
It doesn't matter. You're not going to make it anyway.
Oh, what are you doing to me, Skullfront?
It's your 30th birthday. Get it over with.
Oh, my God. I don't like this.
I don't like the Skullfront.
Okay, I got another one.
Oh, all right. Is this also, this one also ended my
Walmart,
death?
What?
Go ahead.
Go punch 30 Walmart greeters in the face.
That's illegal. I can't take that advice.
Yeah. And those people work hard.
This isn't Skullfront.
Oh, okay.
Good. All right.
All right. Thank you, not Skullfront. Appreciate the intensity.
Yeah. Jeez. It's like Hank Rollins calling in. Well, my buddy Hank.
Hey, sometimes, let's say we have them all a Walmart greeter war. You're going to be glad Skullfront's on our side.
They work hard. Let's give it a rest on that.
Well, hey, let's be honest to you. Or let's be honest. I don't want to punch them in the face, no. But they don't work hard.
I'll concede both points.
I mean, it is a lot of standing. Mm-hmm. It is a hell of a lot of standing. Yeah. Do I want that job? No. Hats off to you.
Yeah.
American workers.
They're on their grind. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm not going to knock them. All right, let's take this final suggestion.
Take,
And then we got to take a music break. Let me see if I can fix my thing. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I have some suggestions. Now, I was just in the bakery getting donuts. I don't know if you covered any of these, okay?
Well,
okay.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Paul.
Paul calling in. What do you got, Paul?
Well, here, I got a couple things. One, go to Red's Gun Range, okay? Mm. And put 30 rounds through the biggest gun that they've got there.
I like that.
And I think it's like, I don't know, last time there's some ridiculous, like, Desert Eagle 44 Magnum with laser sight, and I think the grip was like this faux snakeskin thing.
Oh, man.
Seriously, yeah, that's one.
Well, let me ask you this. As Mac's friend, do you happen to know the best route to the hospital from Red's Range? Because I can hear his shoulder dislocating right now.
I guess you just have to lean into it. Be sure you get pictures with that muzzle flash because it looks really cool.
I like this.
Superhero type of thing.
I kind of like this, too. I kind of like this a lot.
Great pictures. If you got a blog, put them on there. You know.
I have a blog?
And of course, and the European chicks dig that kind of imagery. So
what?
I have been sick of these Western Hemisphere ladies for a while.
Oh, well. You know,
seen them. let me ask you this. Do you have to have some sort of like special certification?
Not at all. Just
I don't know how I feel about
that.
They'll
check you out, make sure you're lucid, and you are. I mean, but no, you leave your driver's license with them, you know, for, you know, I mean, you rent it. It's you rent it, you buy the ammo, you don't have to own it.
Yeah, it's like getting darts at a bar.
So it's basically they have strictly like a check yourself before you wreck yourself policy.
Well,
what you're
yeah, I mean, okay. You know, they'll kind of give you some tips. You know?
I would hope so.
They don't want you coming out with a divot in your forehead from the front sight or something. But it is cool. I mean, you know.
What if I hold the gun in my hand and for the first time I feel alive? Are they on watch for that? Because I can't tell you what's going to happen after that.
Yeah, just don't go for any like radical. Don't wear any radical hairstyles or. You know, any kind of, don't wear any Nazi paraphernalia, please don't.
Never seems to be a problem.
so far, so good.
If you're not in that habit, you know, don't choose that day to shave your head or anything like that. But yeah, it's a good suggestion.
It's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah.
The others were tattoos and massages, but you already probably covered that.
No and no, but I'm listening about the second one.
All right. You know what? I'll fill in the blanks myself on that one.
Thanks for
that's a great suggestion. I may actually do that.
Yeah.
Have a happy birthday, and you know, it's just the best is just starting, man. So,
oh,
I like this guy a lot.
It better be. Thank you for calling in. You're a hero. What?
Caller of the night. Caller of the night.
Caller of the day.
Yeah.
After.
All righty, right.
All right. Thanks.
All right, bye. All right, we gotta take a musical break.
Take a break.
Oh, good suggestions though.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Hey, I know this band doesn't need my support, but it is the album that I've been listening to all week long, and I gotta say I like it. This is Arcade Fire with Month of May. More Masked Wedding Show after this.
Back, tail end of Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David.
My name is Mac, and that we just heard Arcade Fire off of their new album, The Suburbs, called Month of May. You know what? I didn't want to like that album.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, The Suburbs. Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim Burton. But it's a great album.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it. Because
I like it a bunch.
I'm not a huge fan of it. But cool. Hey, man.
I don't know if I like it as much as a funeral.
That's another topic for another day. I'll tell you what. We're going to get out of here a little early. Make some room for Linda and the Clear Spot. Hard Rock for your Hot Saturday Night.
That's right.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding. That's it.
That's it.
We're going out with some... This. We're going out with Box Elders from their Alice and Friends album. This is Stay. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
You say it.